Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayanna Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network. Think about the last time you started a new job. You had to adjust to a new building, new colleagues, and different schedules. It's exhausting. I can imagine the babies who start a new childcare routine experience the same tiring transitions that come with a new routine. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to help make that early childhood transition a little less stressful. Doug, tell us a little bit about starting a new childcare routine.
For a baby or toddler starting childcare for the first time, or if they've moved to a new program, there's a lot to get used to. It's a foreign space, they're greeted by unfamiliar adults, they have to meet new friends, learn new routines, and even nap in a new place. There's a lot of stress on growing brains and bodies.
Aw, that does sound stressful. Although I have to admit I'm jealous of the nap part. But how often does a child experience this stress? I would think just once or twice in the 5 years before kindergarten, right?
Not necessarily. Parents who are underemployed or have part-time jobs or lack the income to pay for consistent childcare may have to frequently move their child to new childcare settings. These disruptions can take a toll on a child's social and emotional development.
I remember this. This is a childcare crisis we talked about once before. And is that an impact of the childcare crisis? I bet a lot of people don't often think about those factors. Stable and secure early relationships with not only parents, but the caregivers are the foundation of healthy relationship building throughout life.
That's right. An inability to establish positive, consistent ties with caregivers during the early years can lead to difficulty forging trusting relationships in elementary school, adolescence, and even adulthood.
Oh, wow. The first 5 years impact everything that comes after. How do we limit the negatives that can come with frequent childcare changes?
For older children, you can talk with them about what to look forward to in their new childcare setting. All ages should have an opportunity to meet the caregivers before the first day. Parents should talk with the childcare provider and get advice about coping with separation anxiety or possible mood and behavior changes a child may exhibit in the new setting. If those changes continue, talk with your pediatrician or mental health provider about additional strategies. The best solution, though, is to prevent the problem in the first place by expanding access to quality childcare for all families, and especially by assisting low-income families to pay for high-quality childcare, many disruptions can be avoided.
I like that idea, because childcare should be a safe, enjoyable place where children know what to expect. Consistency early in life really helps children to grow up healthy. Thanks, Doug. The First 5 years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.